Hey everybody, Hector here with Faith and Fandom, and I just wanted to take a moment and come to you with a quick devotional on Bird Box. Bird Box is the Netflix original film starring Sandra Bullock and a bunch of people you've never seen before, and it focuses around the concept that one day these entities start to exist around mankind. They're invisible for the most part, and whenever you see them, it causes you to face, feel, live in your greatest fear, greatest regret, greatest sadness, and it overwhelms you to the point that you in turn take your life, and usually in dramatic fashion. And so news reports start to surface of mass suicides and things of that nature, and it's pretty much whenever these creatures appear that if you see them, you will take your life. And the term Bird Box for the title is because birds can sense their presence and start to freak out, so they carry around a box of birds with them as a warning system. So that's the concept of the film in a nutshell. So since you're not allowed to see these things, people hide in their homes and they hide in their places of residence and really any kind of building, but it's when you go outside that you have the potential to see them. And it's a very kind of similar film story that we've seen in recent years. A lot of people have compared it to The Happening, the M. Night Shyamalan film with Mark Wahlberg. More recently, people are comparing it to A Quiet Place starring John Krasinski. And I think it's similar to both, but at the same time, it's completely different. But I was going to watch this no matter what the minute I saw that Sandra Bullock is in it. Sandra Bullock is my old school Hollywood crush. She was the first poster I ever had on my wall. A picture of her smiling like a goober swimming underwater. I just remember that and like, she always made me smile, so I was always going to watch this movie. And I don't regret it at all. It really was pretty intense. So if you're listening to this and you haven't watched this, stop listening to this, because this is going to be chock full of spoilers. And but there were some things that stood out to me spiritually watching it, and I was taking notes as I was watching it. And so I wanted to go ahead and take a moment and put this out there so that I could share it with you. In general, the thing that stood out to me was the fact that as a whole, whatever you let yourself see can be hurtful. Whatever you put in front of you, because not only were these creatures out there, there were people out there trying to convince you. There are people that had, I guess, become subservient to them, or were working for them, or were trying to convince everyone else to stop turning away from it and start really embracing these creatures and the death that would follow. We have to be really careful as people what we put in front of ourselves. I don't know about you, but we live in such a culture and such a society that if we want something negative, we know where to find it. If you want to see things that are going to make you discouraged or make you depressed or make you sad, you can easily turn to it. If you have a perversion and you want to pursue that, you have unlimited access to things that you know are going to eat away at you, to things that you know are going to tear you down. And, you know, especially, you know, even with what I do and the world that I work in with Comic Cons and things of that nature, at every event, I know that if I seek and if I want to see something that's going to honestly tear me down or wear my spirit down, I know that those things are accessible and I can lay my eyes on them. But there really does have to come to a point where we guard ourselves from what we're putting in front of us. We become what we see often enough. We become what we put in front of ourselves. And if we're not cautious, we can really damage ourselves by what we view, by what we see, by what we embrace. Matthew 6:22-23, Jesus makes this statement. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of, if your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? One of the things that you see frequently in the film is that whenever the people lay eyes on these creatures, their eyes change, their eyes become cloudy, they become dark, they become disturbing, and then instantly there's a change. When we lay our eyes on things that hurt us, we're literally filling our hearts, our spirits, our lives with negativity. If we are constantly looking on sinful things, we're going to be filling ourselves with sinful things. If we are constantly looking at positive things and encouraging things and things that make us stronger, then we will be stronger. But so often our go-to, our default is to turn towards the things that would bring darkness into our lives. And, you know, verse 23, if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? How much time daily do we spend reading toxic things on Facebook? How much time daily do we spend with Instagram or the darker sides of Instagram that we don't actually need to embrace, with Snapchat? And, you know, listen, sometimes it's not about internet or social media. Sometimes, like that, it's really just about what we're putting in front of ourselves. Sometimes we're in relationships that we keep viewing that keep bringing toxic attitudes into our life. But if you think about this, that your heart, your life, Bob Goff makes this point in his book, Everybody Always, that that your life is like a bucket. Whatever you fill that bucket with is what you become. If your eyes are the opening to that, what are you filling your life with? Because if you're filling it with darkness, darkness will overtake you. And it's crucial to me and to our lives and to all of us that we are careful with what we choose to see, to not see. Here's the deal, though. You can't hide from reality. You can't hide from facts. You can't hide from the fact the world is dark. But if all you see is the darkness, you're going to become that darkness. Which is honestly why things like the Bible tells us that that God's word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We need to make sure that we are balancing out the darkness we see in this world with the light of God, with the light of His word, with the light of His people, with the light of His truth. Because, you know, the whole idea of just sitting around with blindfolds on, trying to hide from the world, might work a little bit for Sandra Bullock, but it won't work for us if we just try and hide. We have to be able to balance the things we see. But on the flip side, we have to be careful and cautious not to intentionally look on things that will destroy us. In Psalm 101, verse 3, David says this, I will not look on anything that is vile, on anything that is wicked. I will not set my eyes on anything that is wicked. David, now keep in mind, this is the same dude that was peeping on a lady taking a bath and henceforth brought in murder and a whole other bunch of negative issues. This is the same man who learned these lessons, who knew these things. I will not set my eyes on any unclean thing, on any wicked thing. David made a point, I'm not going to look on things I know that are going to destroy me. And I think that's something we have to be careful. What are we filling our lives with? Are we intentionally looking on things and seeking after things and pursuing things that we know are going to hurt us, that are wicked, that are unclean? Are we seeking after things that are going to destroy us? We can't hide behind a blindfold, but we also shouldn't be looking at things that we know are going to destroy us. I thought that one of the neat aspects of this story was the fact that the creatures, the monsters, the demonic presence, whatever, they didn't come in your homes. Like, you had a safe space. You had a place where you could actually be secure. It just had to come to a point of, what are you letting in? You know, every time they let a stranger in, every time they let someone in from the outside that was advocating, looking at these creatures, it brought downfall and death into their life. We need to create a safe space in our heart and our lives where we guard our eyes, where we guard our hearts, where we guard what we're letting fill into us. You know what? A lot of us, our time with God should be that safe place, should be that place that we are secure, that we're strong, that we guard, and that we don't let those negative influences in. Maybe it's your home, maybe it's your family, but we need to have a place. You need to have a time in your life where you're being rested and restored and secure, and not allowing the things of this world to seriously just eat away at your soul, because it's damaging. There are going to be people in this life and in this world who are going to tell you that you need to see this. You need to not shelter yourself. You need to not close yourself off from everything. But there's a difference between being sheltered and being guarded. There's a difference between being sheltered and being guarded. And I think that we have to be careful to know what we should guard from. Another aspect of this is, because people weren't looking in Bird Box, because they were walking around in blindfolds, because they were in this position, a lot of times they had to rely on sound. One of my favorite things is, you see a scene with Sandra Bullock training boy and girl to listen to the sound as they banged rocks together, as they clicked rocks together. She said, "This is how you know when something is near. This is how you know something is far." And she taught them to listen, because when they listen, their lives could be saved. But not only did she teach them to listen, they had to know that what they heard matched up with what she taught. How many times did she tell them not to take their blindfolds off, yet we constantly saw these kids almost taking their blindfolds off? And that's the thing. We have to not only know how to listen, but how to listen for the truth. John 10:27, Jesus makes this statement: "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." He says, "My sheep know what I sound like. My sheep follow me." Jesus says, "My people know my voice, they know what I sound like, and they know how to follow." Now, for a lot of us, we have a decent understanding of what the voice of God sounds like. Not the audible, booming, you know, thunder and lightning voice, but what it feels like for His Spirit to lead us, to be guided by God, to be guided by the truth. We have an understanding of what that feels like, but the problem is, when so many other voices surrounding us, it's hard to hear the truth. There's this concept called the noise floor. The noise floor is all the ambient noise, all the surrounding noise in the world that's going on in order for something to be able to be heard. That the noise floor is the amount of sound you have to rise above to be heard above everything else. And with us, it's hard for us to hear God because either there's so much background noise or there's so many other voices telling us that that's the voice that we should listen to. There's a scene towards the end of the film where they're in the woods and the creatures are using Marjorie's voice. The creatures are using Sandra Bullock's voice to tell boy and girl to take off their blindfold, to tell them it's okay. And these kids have to not only be able to hear what the true voice is, but to match it up against what their mother taught them. Now, here's something I'm going to put out to you, something that you understand. If you're listening for God, His voice is never going to command you to do something against His word. Period. The voice of God is never going to command you to do something that goes against His word in Scripture. His voice is never going to tell you to sin. His voice is never going to tell you to do something that goes against what He's taught you in Scripture. So you need to not only be able to listen, but you need to be able to listen for what the truth is. When Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, he twisted what God said against them. When Satan attacked Jesus in the desert, he twisted what God said against him. And sometimes the enemy, sometimes the creatures will use familiar voices. Sometimes our enemy will use familiar concepts and they will twist it to get us to listen because it sounds close enough to the truth to get us to adhere to it. When the actual truth is, we have to know what God says so that if we ever hear a voice that's close to it, we're not fooled. When girl heard that voice telling her to take off the blindfold, she responded as, but isn't it dangerous? She responded back by knowing, you taught me better than this. And she had to listen for that voice and listen for that truth. One of the things that my favorite stories in Scripture is when God is calling out to one of His prophets, and 1 Kings 19:11-12, the Lord said, go and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is going to pass by. So He gave His prophet a warning, saying, listen, I'm about to be really close. Go stand and wait. Then it says, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. You know, there was all this loud noise and crashes and thunder and lightning and fire and all these things, but God wasn't in those big noisy things. God was in the gentle whisper. So if there's two points I really want you to take away from this, it's first off, guard your eyes, because your eyes literally do, they're the window to your soul. Guard your eyes because what you let in front of you affects what's inside of you. Be filled with light. Don't be filled with darkness. So the first thing, guard your eyes. And the second thing is learn how to listen. Guard your eyes and learn how to listen. That's my biggest thing from the whole story, from the whole thing. Learn to guard your eyes. Learn how to listen. So that you can be safe, that you can survive, and so that the negative things in this world won't tear you apart or lead you astray. Thanks for listening, and tweet.